Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe on this Tuesday before the big 4th of July weekend. I'm Dale Dierman here for Mary Charlotte. Coming up this hour, our friend Cindy Scullin. You may remember my early morning partner during the Spring On Air Fun Drive. She's here with a compelling story, not about public radio, but about the mind's power to help make the most of medicine. Later, I'd like you to meet the newest member of the KSFR broadcast family. She's Tara Gatewood, host of Indigenous Foundation, an exploration of Native American culture and music that debuted on KSFR a couple of Saturdays ago. Hear Tara's broadcast Saturdays at 3 p.m. Hear Tara, in just a little while. And, of course, 4th of July weekend is almost upon us. We'll be live this Saturday morning on the Santa Fe Plaza, beginning at 8 a.m. for Pancakes on the Plaza. Our own Diego Mulligan, host of The Journey Home weekdays at 5, will join me and a legion of other KSFR folks, including that crazy woman from New York, Rula. Diego loves to walk around with that wireless microphone and chat with the crowd. My job Saturday will be to keep him from walking out of range. We do hope you'll come by the KSFR booth right in front of First National Bank and say hello to all of us. Pancakes on the Plaza, of course, is the big United Way charitable event of the year. CEO of the United Way, Catherine Freeman, will also join us just a little while from now with all the details on that. So, back in a minute. And today on the Radio Cafe with me are Cindy Scullin, whom I think you know if you've been listening to the Fun Drive these past couple of times, and Dr. B. Davis, who is a PhD in education and one of the pioneering minds who helped start KSFR, actually, a while ago. Cindy, when you're not on air with me during the pledge drive, you do something very different from your past life as a broadcaster in Boston. You're a certified clinical hypnotherapist here in Santa Fe, certified in medical hypnosis, birthing, past life, and natal regression hypnotherapy. How the heck did you get into this?
Thank you for asking. Well, there I was in Boston running a broadcasting, radio broadcasting company. I had a wonderful, still have, a wonderful husband. Everything's working well.
Yes, he's watching.
Yes, he is.
Just in case
he's watching the radio.
You don't think he's wonderful. He's watching.
Two fabulous children. So I've got a great job and a great family life, and I want to jump off a roof, and I don't know why. And I try St. John's Wort and a number of other herbal devices to try to get myself back together again. And I run across an article by Dr. Brian Weiss, who's a psychiatrist, very famous now, but back then less famous, meaning that he was even on Oprah in the past year or so. That's how famous he's become.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And next on the Radio Cafe, I'd like to welcome our newest member of the KSFR family, who has a brand new show on Saturday afternoons, Tara Gatewood. Hi.
Hi, Del.
So glad to have you here. And you've had just a couple of weeks to begin the adventure here. We're so thrilled to have you on Saturdays at 3. You are, of course, a Native American. Tell us a little bit about what you see as the show's premise.
Sure thing. Well, it's a real pleasure to be visiting with you, and I am from the Pueblo of Isleta. I'm also Navajo, and Indigenous Foundation is a brainchild of many conversations that I've had through the years listening to Indigenous music.
And, could I just interrupt to say Indigenous Foundation is the name of the show?
Yes.
And we love that.
Great. Well, you know, it's an important word in creating more understanding about the Indigenous peoples of the world. Because so many times there's so many terms that are used to talk about people, and, you know, a lot of times they're allocated from wrong categorization or either associations. And so I really like the word Indigenous, because if you look at the definition of it, it's showing the connection of people to their land, and definitely that connection is at the basis of Indigenous music, you know, especially the communities where I'm from as well as other communities wherever you go.
Tell us a little about the music that you play on the program.
Sure. Sure thing. Well, the music ranges everywhere, and I love to say it's everything under the sun. It ranges from contemporary music to traditional music, and even the independent music where, believe it or not, within Native communities, there is a sort of a mainstream Native kind of beat. And there's even an independent grouping of that as well. So I like to try and introduce all of that, and even a little bit on projects that people are working on that maybe no one else has heard just yet.
You know, part of the magic of having a program like this on KSFR, I think, is not just, although it's very important to me and to all of us at KSFR, to attempt to be supportive of and responsive to the Native community. It's also an opportunity for those who are not part of that community to begin to understand a little bit more about the culture. And so I think it's sort of a two-way street there. Some of the music, which we, in fact, some of the music we heard at the Thirsty Ear Festival just a couple of weeks ago, included, for example, a group called Indigenous. And I know you have some other music that you might like to preview a couple of minutes of here on the program with us this morning that one could hear on Saturday afternoon. Maybe we could just listen for a moment to a little bit of Indigenous. This is Indigenous Foundation with Tara Gatewood on Saturdays at 3 o'clock here on KSFR. Thank you, Tara, for being with us in the Radio Cafe this morning, and we look forward to listening every week, as I have the last couple of weeks, to your great program.
Thank you very much. I'll look forward to it.
Thanks for being part of our family.
Thank you.
8:43 here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Dal Dierman here with you today for Mary Charlotte, who's planning to come back full-time in, not too many more days. You just heard a message from the United Way about this weekend's big Pancakes on the Plaza extravaganza, and I want to introduce Catherine Freeman, who is the CEO and president of the United Way. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having us on today.
Well, we sure do want to have you on because we want to have a huge turnout on Saturday, of course. KSFR will be there in front of the First National Bank building, and we'll be broadcasting live. Samantha Crane, she is 22 years old, a Shawnee, and you can hear her, among many others, during Tara Gatewood's new show on Saturdays at 3 o'clock on KSFR. Finally, this morning, a remembrance and a holiday caution. It's happened again. Rose, 15, Alyssa, 16, Kate, 16, and Julian, 16, were killed just after midnight Sunday, when another driver hit the passenger side of their Subaru wagon near Bobcat Bight on Old Las Vegas Highway. The New Mexican reports the driver of the Subaru that police say was hit by someone while driving drunk in the wrong lane does have a good chance to make a full recovery. Avery is her name. She's 16, and she was taken off a ventilator Monday and was breathing on her own, but has not yet regained consciousness. Injuries include a fractured skull and a fractured pelvis. Anna Maria Trujillo writes in the New Mexican, on Monday morning, hundreds of people came out to Santa Fe Prep, to the auditorium there to mourn the loss of both Kate and her friend Alyssa, both of whom were going to be seniors at the school. Monte del Sol students Julian and Rose were honored similarly at their place. Two of those students are part of the KSFR family. The Youth Media Project, which you can hear on Wednesdays, has featured Rose and Avery. Our hearts go out to all the families. That's our show for today. I'm Dal Dierman. Hope to see you Saturday on the Plaza. And thanks for great help this morning from Sean Conlon, Marilyn LeBlanc, our partners at the Santa Fe New Mexican, and all of our guests. Thanks, as always, to Dotfoil Communications for assistance with podcasting the cafe. If you want to hear an archived show, go to ksfr.org, and you can easily find your way to the Radio Cafe pages. Stay with us for news at 9 and then great jazz here at 101.1. And please, have a safe 4th of July weekend.